Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to the Get 'em Radio's newest addition to our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts, and that is our anointed pandemic babies. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, Lord God. We know, hallelujah, that you have a purpose and you have a plan for these beautiful, anointed pandemic babies. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, as we come together today, that you send just the right people at just the right time, hallelujah, so that your good and perfect will shall be done. Even in this broadcast. Thank you, Lord God. You're doing something. And we say, Lord, whatever you're doing, we may not understand it all, but whatever you're doing, don't do it without us. Hallelujah. We want to be a part of what you're doing in this day and in this time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So like I said, this is our newest addition to the Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. And, you know, these babies that were born during the pandemic, they are different. And they're right now, these babies are between newborn and 4 years old. And people are saying these babies have been here before. But God is saying, Jeremiah 1 and verse 5, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart. Hallelujah. So these babies were known by the Lord, hallelujah, in their mother's womb, and he has set them apart. Hallelujah. And because he's done that, they're different. And they're going to go through different things than other babies did. Hallelujah. And I really believe by his spirit that these anointed pandemic babies are going to change the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so many things about them, and I've said it before, I'll just say it again. These babies made it through abortion. These babies made it through the pandemic. Hallelujah. And God has brought them here for such a time as this. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I see Minister Rachel has her number one key pressed already. Anyone else, if you want to share something, because you know she has a anointed pandemic baby grandbaby. So anyone else, you can feel free to press your number one key. We're going to open the lines in just a few moments. And we love to hear the testimony of what these babies are doing right now. First, before we do that, I want to read a couple of scriptures here that the Lord laid on my heart and they are Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5. That's Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5. And then Psalm 128, verses 3 through 6. Hallelujah. Psalm 128, verses 3 through 6. Okay, let's go now to Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5. Children are a gift from the Lord. Hallelujah. They are a reward from Him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hand. How joyful is a man whose quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the city gate. Amen. Amen. So children are gifts. They're gifts from the Lord. In this day and age, people are wondering, you know, if they truly are gifts, if they really deserve to live, or, you know, there's a lot of different things that are going on right now and are being said. But God wants us to know that they are a reward from Him. Amen. And when it says children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hand. So you can just see, you know, back in those days when they used arrows, the more arrows you had, hallelujah, the better the chance that you would win against your enemy. And so these are arrows, like arrows in a warrior's hand, the children are. Amen. And how joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. Now, quiver is not a word that's used much in the 21st century, but a quiver is kind of like a case where they would strap it around their shoulder and it would be on their back, but and it would be full of arrows where they would just reach back, get the arrow out of the quiver, and put it in the bow and shoot it. So this is a picture of, you know, how joyful is a man whose quiver is full of them. So that whenever the enemy came up and whoever was trying to attack him, all he had to do is reach back, pull an arrow out of his quiver, and shoot that, and put it in the bow, and shoot it at them. Hallelujah. Amen. You can almost see a fire on the end of that bow, on the end of that arrow. Hallelujah. Headed for the enemy. Fire in the name of Jesus. Okay, let's go on to Psalm 128, verses 3 through 6. And it says, your wife will be like a fruitful grapevine, flourishing within your home. Your children will be like vigorous young olive trees as they sit around your table. That is the Lord's blessing for those who fear Him. May the Lord continually bless you from Zion. Hallelujah. From Zion, and that's the kingdom of God, Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper as long as you live, and may you live to enjoy your grandchildren. Hallelujah. May you live to enjoy your grandchildren, and may Israel have peace. That's a good word for right here and now. May Israel have peace. A lot's going on over in Israel right now. A lot of unrest, so we continue to pray for the peace of Israel. Hallelujah. So it starts off in Psalm 128 talking about the wife. She's a fruitful grapevine flourishing in your home. And then your children are like vigorous young olive trees. Hallelujah. As they sit around the table. And an olive tree is very, you know, a very precious tree. Hallelujah. It has olives on it, and then one can get olive oil out of those olives on the olive tree. And this olive is vigorous. Hallelujah. That means it's like it's growing. It's growing good. Hallelujah. And your children will be like vigorous young olive trees as they sit around your table. Amen. I could just see these anointed pandemic babies, vigorous, like vigorous young olive trees, producing, glory to God, producing olives, producing oil. Hallelujah. By the Spirit of the Lord, they'll have that oil like, you know, like the wise virgin got their olive oil, that, you know, they had to have their oil to be able to, to have when the Lord came back. Well, these children, these anointed pandemic babies, hallelujah, they're like vigorous young olive trees, amen, sitting around the table, and they're ready to produce that oil, hallelujah, so that they can meet with the Lord, glory, hallelujah. Amen. And this is the Lord's blessing for those who fear him. And may the Lord continually bless you from Zion. Hallelujah. May you see Jerusalem prosper as long as you live. And may you live to enjoy your grandchildren. Come on, somebody. Amen. I think about Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom has children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Hallelujah! How blessed! Amen. And she has an anointed pandemic baby, great-great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. Thinking about Pastor Catherine. She has anointed pandemic great-grandchildren and grandchildren. Glory, hallelujah. Minister Rachel, anointed pandemic baby, grandbaby. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that's a blessing. And God has let us know these children are a gift from the Lord. And they are a reward from him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. So we're going to open up the lines now and let you share what you have. We'll share your testimonies on your anointed pandemic baby, sharing that with us. And then we want to pray for the parents, and we want to pray for the children as well. The parents need prayer as much or even more than the children, because they don't see all that they're doing and all that's going on, but the parents know some things that are going on. Amen. And so we'll start with Minister Rachel, and then we'll come to you, Pastor Catherine. Amen. And I really consider Pastor Catherine as my co-host. Hallelujah. But I know she might be doing something right now because she just got off of another broadcast. So we're going to give you a moment, Pastor Catherine. And, you know, let me know. Let me know when... Pastor Catherine, you can press your number one key when you're available to come on. Amen. And then I'll know. Or if it's not working, you could text me. I'm looking at my cell phone as well. Amen. Minister Rachel, we're opening up your line now. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi. I'm seeing the prince. I mean, he is growing up so fast, so many years. So many things that I had to, you know, he's talking right now.
I hear him.
Boom.
Well, for those who are new to the line, tell us a little bit about Gabriel.
Well, when we're praying, Gabriel likes to pray with us. He likes to, when I'm worshiping the Lord, he lifts up his hands too and praise God too. So I like praising him. Right now he's rushing me. He wants me to finish feeding him. And he
grabs
the food sometimes, and he knows how to guide the food to the thing because he's 21 months, because August will be 22 months, September will be 23 months, and his birthday is October. Wait a minute, praise him. My little blessing. I was praying hard.
Amen.
I said, God, please don't let him. Yeah, I was praying hard. I said, God, please don't let him be. You know, he's so smart. He kept on quick to climb out of the big bed. And he does now. He climbed out of the big, one now. It's a really big. He mad, I'm telling him. Lord, forgive me.
he understands.
He's like, no, you ain't supposed to tell that about me. So that's just the Lord nuts. I mean, he climbed out, he get out, and he go over and run, and he take him. So God gave Gabrielle a thing. She made a hold my hand for him. Like, I have a blue one, but it was put up at the time. So she used one of okay, Prince. All right, I won't tell too much. All right, I'm going to say he likes to praise God with us.
Wow. So, I mean, that's really something. That's really something that he understands what you're saying and that you're talking about it. You know, I've heard from other mothers who have the anointed pandemic babies, and they love to climb.
Yes, they do.
That seems to be a theme, that they love to climb. And
yes, they like to climb higher and higher, and they're not afraid.
Right. No fear.
No fear in them. May God guide
mm-hmm.
them. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I was telling Renee, when she bring him out to this thing, she got to keep an eye on him. Because a lot of people be liking it. You remember how when my children was little, a lot of people, they see the beauty of God on them, and they be wanting your children. So God covered
yes.
over my children to the point they got
ridiculous.
People kept calling, you know, wrongfully calling, you know, what on me. I was like, wait a minute. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, but I thank God he took me through those trials and tribulations
yes.
to be his name. And he kept that door
amen.
Closed. And I told you, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now he just wants
amen.
Me to feed him
so he's eating well, and
he's
walking around, he's climbing.
And he's running, not just walking, he's running.
Okay.
Oh, he's running so fast.
Okay. He's running around fast. Now, go ahead.
It's a book that he has. He has the Betty Shale's Jesus Love Me book, and that book was so beautiful. We was reading that today. And also, it's another book near his bed, and it's like it has a little carrying case. He tries to get that book out. He tries to climb up and reach and get that book.
Wow.
I think one day he's going to get that book, because what happened is I put it inside the pocket part of the bed, and that's why it makes it a challenge for him. But I have a feeling he's going to wind up getting that book some kind of way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do me a favor and send me a picture of the front of that book, okay?
The VeggieTales book?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because I wanted to sing it, me and Gabrielle, tonight, but I'm feeding Gabriel right now, and I couldn't run downstairs to get it. That book is so beautiful.
Okay,
they put more
right
lyrics in there. All right, sweetie, okay, all right. Come on, sweetie.
Okay, he wants to eat. He's hungry.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, that's Jim. They came in, Jim and Amber.
Hi, Gabrielle.
Hi.
Oh, Gabrielle says she wants to. Okay, he said hi. He's excited. Gabrielle went to go get the book. Okay, he's excited. All right, praise and worship time. But we don't want to hold up the line. The other people got to say so.
Okay, so I mean, the cool thing is at the age of two, he's not even two yet.
No, he don't want to be two.
He hears and he understands.
Yes.
And he reacts when you're talking about him.
Yes.
He knows you're talking about him.
Oh, he was talking, he would say something. Plants, here, you go. Oh, my dear, and when I'm done bathing him, he turns the basin over. Okay, that's too much info. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, Prince. That's between Jesus and us.
Wow. That's really very interesting.
I know. My kids never did that. Like, he cleans up after himself. He was helping me in the bathroom after his bath. That's what I meant. Like, I wasn't trying to say anything for him. It's just that my children, they didn't lift up their tubs and things like that. He lifts it up and dumps the water out. You got to get yourself ready to be coming out.
Oh, wow.
This little prince.
Amen. That is a blessing. That's a blessing. So before I go on to something else, unless you have anything else you want to share.
Gabrielle wanted to sing the song from the book because they added some more lyrics and it was so beautiful.
Oh, good. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. We can start singing. Jesus loves me this time of for the Lord who tempts me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
He's saying the truth.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Hallelujah.
Jesus loves me. It's I know. And long ago, taking children with me, saying, let them come to me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
I wish you would sing it louder.
The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still today. Walking with me on my way, wanting as a friend to give in all who live. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yay!
Amen.
That was good.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for singing. So I heard him saying some stuff in the background, so he was trying to sing too, huh?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, we love y'all. Love Pastor Bob. God bless you all.
All right, love you too. Thank you all for sharing and singing. Love you. Okay, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Good to have you on, Pastor Catherine.
Yes, good to be back again. Praise God. Yes, I agree with Minister Rachel about how they, when you're talking about them, mm-hmm. they know that you're talking about them. And I think I expressed that once before on the program, but one of my great grandbabies, I think when she was about 9 years old, she knew whenever you talked about any type of food, she would reach her hand out because she wanted some. I mean, she couldn't talk, but she could understand.
Oh, when she was 9 months old?
Yes, when she was 9 months old. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. And she knew she knew if you were talking about her. Now, the thing I just found out her mother told me that she got angry with her, I think a couple of weeks ago, and she didn't want to speak to her mom. So when her grandmother came around, she said, "Aubrey, did you hear your mother talking to you?" And she wouldn't say anything. She said, "Are you angry with your mother? Are you mad at your mother?" And she shook her head and said, "Yes." Now she's about 18. She's about 18 months now. But anyway,
wow.
And the other thing, this past Sunday, I was at church, and I wanted to kind of, you know, I was holding one of the babies, and I gave her mother the baby, and I wanted to hug her. I asked if she would come to me and hug me, and she said, no, she didn't want to come and hug me. But when her mother put her down, it was like she was saying, "I'm sorry I said that. I want to give you some of my chips." And I said, "Oh, you're so sweet." And she wanted to come and give me some of her chips.
Oh,
so, that was another small story. But anyway, yes. They know, they understand. I mean, even though many of them can't talk, but they understand. They understand conversations. You know, like in the past, you know, you talk about babies, they don't really know you're talking about them. But they are so attentive that they really look like they really know that you're really talking about them. And whenever her mom, and I guess this was, I want to say, this been about 6 or 7 months ago, might have been a little longer. When the baby needed to be changed, and her mom says, "Oh, Alani needs to be changed." She goes and get her a pamper for her mom. And give
wow. And she's 18 months. This was
a while back, right. I mean, I saw this. My mother didn't tell me that. I saw this. I saw that.
So she was just a little over a year old when she was going to go get diapers.
Right. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's beyond the years. That's beyond her time to be able to do that. Maybe a 2.5, 3-year-old would be doing that, but not no 1-year-old going to go get the diaper. Wow. Mm. So do you know if she ever forgave her mother and started speaking back to her?
Oh, I'm sure she did. Yeah,
I mean,
cause
she can barely talk. I mean, she's 18 months old. How is she withholding conversation at 18 months? Because she can barely talk.
Right. Yeah.
But she was, like, ignoring her.
She was ignoring her mom. Yeah.
Wow.
So
wow.
We just
that's why they need prayer.
Yeah, that's why they need prayer. Yeah. So they won't hold grudges either. They don't need to hold grudges.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because people are not going to always do it the way they want it done.
They want it done. Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, we always ask you to pray, unless you have anything else you want to share. Because those of you who may not know, Pastor Catherine has anointed pandemic grandbaby, and is it four anointed pandemic great grandbabies?
Yeah, there's four. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then she also teaches Sunday school. She teaches the anointed pandemic babies at Sunday school. So that's why she's like our co-host, because she could tell us some things.
Amen. Well, my heart has really kind of been on parents. I don't know what anybody saw the young lady or who they said that was tried to hire someone to kill her 3-year-old baby.
Lord have mercy. So,
and then that's one of the pandemic babies too. And I can't remember the other incident. It just looked like at this particular time the enemy is trying to keep the love of for their children away at this particular time. So I like to pray for them. Pray for the parents
Amen.
And the child. Amen. Amen. So
While Pastor Catherine is praying, if anyone, if the Lord leads you to pray a prayer over the children, you know, press your number one key, the children and the parents, amen, and or the parents, you know, press your number one key, and we will pray. Okay, go ahead, Pastor Catherine.
So, Father, we just come in Jesus' name today, and we just thank you, Lord God, for the pandemic's babies, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they have escaped so many things, Lord, in their young years. And we just want to tell you thank you so much. We thank you, Lord God, for the purpose. We thank you, Lord God, for the plan that you got for our children. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for each one of the parents, Lord God, that you've given them special children for such a time as this. And we thank you, Lord God, right now, that purpose and that plan will be fulfilled, starting with the parents, Lord God, starting with the parents in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that you will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents, because the enemy will have even the child even trying to hold a grudge against their parents. Lord God, And that will grow up not only just a baby, it will grow up into a grown baby. And so, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord God, right now the hearts will be turned to the parents, and the parents will have a love, Lord God, for their children in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, right now. We thank you, Lord God, that they don't have it right now, if they don't even know, Lord God, how to love a child. We ask you, Lord God, right now that you instill that in each one of their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that we're not only praying for these parents, but we even praying for parents that's raising the pandemic babies for a husband or a wife for these children. We praying for all of them. at this particular time. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that you said train up us. We thank you that each one of the parents will train up their children the way they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from it. So we ask you, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to help these parents to train up their children, Lord God, in you, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, that they're going to need lots of wisdom. They're going to need lots of guidance. They're going to need lots of direction, Lord God. And so we just want to say thank you, Father. We just give you glory. We give you praises. We thank you that these are going to be children that's going to make a change, Lord God, a change, Lord God, here on earth in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. And we just give you glory. We give you praises. We even praying, Lord God, even for the children, Lord God. Also, we praying that the children will obey their parents in you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, we come against all spirits of disobedience right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that these are going to be children, Lord God, come to you early. You said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them for such a kingdom of God belongs to them. And so we thank you. The kingdom belongs to them too, Lord God. And so, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we just want to say thank you, Father, right now that they will get to know you at a very early age. And, Father, may our children wax strong in spirit. May they wax strong in wisdom. May they wax strong, Lord God, in grace and favor with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that they will become strong children, Lord God, strong, Lord, even as they are alert, even at this particular time, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, you're putting a special grace upon wisdom for them, a special grace upon them in the name of Jesus for the things of God. For the things of God, you're putting it strong on the inside of them in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise for it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we even praying, Lord God, even as they grow up, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, that, Lord God, that you would choose the right friend for each one in the name of Jesus. There might be some that are not quite pandemic babies. Some might want to go, Lord God, because they're going to be so mature that, Lord God, that they might want to even go outside of their generation of friends. They might want to get friends outside of their generation. But, God, we just want to say thank you, Father, right now for leading and guiding them, giving them support, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them from friends, Lord God. Keep them from relationships, Lord God, that will draw them away from you, but draw them to you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We just give you glory. We give you praise. We ask you, Lord God, to fill these children with the Holy Spirit and show them how to exercise their spiritual gifts. Enable them to bear all the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Give them that self-control where they won't hold grudges against their parents, against their siblings,
Lord God, against their grandparents
in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We just give you glory. We give you praise. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord God, with your Holy Spirit power. We ask you to lead them along the path of righteousness. Lead them along the path of righteousness for your name's sake in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that you're going to protect each one. You're going to protect them physically. You're going to protect their health, Lord God. You're going to guard them from the evil one that try to come and try to speak, Lord, things into their little hearts and turn them a different way. But, Father, we thank you that you're going to turn their hearts to righteousness and peace in the name of Jesus. And so we just want to say thank you, Father. We just give you glory. We're giving you praises, Lord God, for being with our children, being with these pandemic children in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. The Lord covered a whole lot through you. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We have someone. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to leave your line open. You can mute your line. So you are the co-host. So if there's anything you want to say, you can jump in. Amen. Okay. Someone has pressed their number one key. Anyone else you want to share anything about the anointed pandemic babies, or if you want to pray for them and for their parents? We have area code 773. We're going to open up the line for you. Welcome. Let us know who you are. Amen. Welcome.
Hi, this is Tara. How are you?
Hi, this is Tara.
Sarah.
Say your name again.
Sarah, S-A-R-A.
Oh, Sarah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Welcome, Sarah. How did you hear about us?
Well, I was on the website, and I was looking for religious shows to listen to, and I heard the lovely lady who was speaking just before, and she was talking about the pandemic babies and things of that nature, and it really was just very inspiring because I'm going through a real terrible time with a relative right now, and I could really use some prayer and some help.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Sarah. God has a way of having people be at the right place at the right time. So what can we pray for you about?
Do you believe in, and I didn't before until this, but do you believe in demonic possession?
Well, let me say first, what I believe in is the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I believe that that through Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus, that that demonic oppression or possession can be destroyed.
Oh, I hope
That's what I believe.
Because,
I've seen it.
You know, movies and TV that people watch and the media they consume, you know, that can lead to things that are against Christ. It can lead to demonic possession. I mean, you believe that, I'm sure.
I've seen it happen. And I've seen the Lord deliver people as well.
You see, my brother.
That I can say.
My brother was always a good Christian, and then he slowly fell out of favor with our local church, and he stopped attending. And I went to visit him a few days ago, and I don't know, he watches a lot of news now. Like, he couldn't find the remote for his TV, and it got stuck on like Fox News or something. And I'm telling you, it's just changed him. It's like he's possessed by these political figures. Like, it's just all he talks about. It's his religion now.
Yeah, we've seen that too. What's his first name?
His first name is Richard. But he keeps referring to himself now as Donald, as if he's possessed by, like, the spirit of a Donald Trump. But I think it's a demon. I think it's someone that's posing as this name, and I think it's really consumed him. He just says horrible things when I see him, evil things. And I just really want him to return to normal because I know it's not him. I know something's taken over inside of him.
Okay, well, let's pray for him.
Would you speak to him? Because I'm here with him, and I'd love to put him on the phone. If you could pray for him, please.
He's there right now.
Yes, I'm at his home. I'm looking at him. Oh, I know he means not the things he does. I know he's better than that. I know God is still in his heart.
Amen. And so you believe in Jesus, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. You think he'll be willing to have us to pray for him?
I think so. I think when he hears it from you, it'll be at least not the same words from myself over and over again. I think he'll be open to it. I hope he is. I don't know what else to do.
Okay.
His name's Richard, but
all right.
Anyway, here he is.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Richard. This is Barbara.
No. You can call me Donald, okay? Please.
Okay. And what's your last name?
And I know what you're going to say, okay, because I overheard some of the conversation. And
okay.
So what if I made a deal with the devil? Quite frankly, no one makes better deals with the devil than me, okay? So what's the big deal?
Well, would you like prayer, Donald?
You can pray, okay? You can pray, but quite frankly, I'm not compelled by the power of Christ, okay? He should be compelled by me because I'm very compelling and everyone knows it, all right?
So you really pretty much have your mind made up in the other direction.
Look.
But you're saying we can
no one possesses better than me, okay? No one does. And this guy, before I was here, he was a loser, okay? I did him a big favor. Everyone wants to be possessed by Donald Trump, okay? I mean, it's an honor, all right? Do you hear what he's saying? Because this is not him, ma'am. This is not the brother I grew up with.
Maybe we can just pray with Sarah.
Okay.
So I'll tell you something. My book, and you sound like nice ladies. I like you. I don't know the show. I don't know if it's low rated, high rated. I don't know. But I'll tell you right now, my book, The Art of the Deal, sold a lot more copies than the Bible. Okay, it's true, and you can look it up. Bible, bit of a dud. Not a great book by comparison, truly. Okay?
All right. Well, nice talking to you. Let's put your sister back on the line. We'll talk with her, and we'll pray for you with her, with your sister.
You know, you people
that?
Are deranged. I don't need prayer, okay? I think everyone's just a little upset that Mar-a-Lago is nicer than heaven, okay? And you kind of wish I would possess you, okay, take over you. Quite frankly, you wouldn't be my type even to possess, okay, if I'm being honest.
All right, then.
Please
we'll
pray for him. Don't
Sarah.
Let him stop. Don't let him stop your power of prayer. Don't let him. This is what he does. He derails and he tries to stop it. Please pray over him. Talk over him if you need to. It's fine. Please.
Well, here's the thing, is that we pray for people when we have the permission to do it. If he's not giving us permission to pray with him, then you are his sister. So there's a certain amount of permission that you can give because you're his sister.
Please pray
so
for him.
So we can pray with you.
If you want to pray for me, you can pray for me, but it's not going to make a difference, okay? Okay. I've read the Bible. Very boring. Jesus, Mary, and Sleepy Joseph, the original Sleepy Joe, just stood there, let God bang his wife. I mean, what a cuck.
The blood of Jesus. And right now, we're going to say a short, simple prayer, and we're going to let you go.
The blood of Jesus, not much,
the blood of
much
Jesus
worse than Trump water.
Is upon you
not
right
bigly.
Now, in Jesus' name. And we just thank God right now for touching you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet.
I think something's happening.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. And he's arising over you right now with healing in his hands.
No,
to heal
you
from whatever is going on in your life.
You're going to be deported, okay?
Jesus
loves
you.
We're building a wall around
religious
shows like this, and we're going to make you guys
pay
for those.
So we will continue to pray for you, Richard, Donald.
You're looking into it. You
can
call me Donald.
That God
My name is
going
Donald,
to
please.
Deliver you. God bless you, Sarah. God bless you.
We're looking into
with you
it
in
very
prayer.
Strongly.
Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever that was and all that it stands for, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you just touched that situation. In Jesus' name, and we come against the distraction, the deception that's trying to go on with that and bringing it in to this conversation to try to bring distraction into what we're doing, praying for these anointed pandemic babies and their parents. And we thank you, Lord God, that this broadcast will continue on unhindered and unassaulted by any outside force in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. You are holy, you're wonderful, you are glorious. Blessed be your name, Lord God. And if there was any part of that that needed to be taken care of, we thank you, Lord God, that you take care of him. You take care of Sarah, who really sounded like a man. And then this guy, it sounded like it was the same person. So, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them and all that they were trying to accomplish that got cut off and derailed by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Did anyone else want to say anything about the anointed pandemic baby? Any comments or anything before we go on? Did the Lord say anything to you about what just happened? Amen. I see your note, Minister Rachel. You're right. The blood of Jesus is against this. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Well,
amen.
I think it's a distraction praying
yes.
for the baby.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be a change even for the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, and another call just came in. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do it tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah, another call just came in from another number. So, amen. We're going to go on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As I said, any other comments? You can text me. You can press your number one key. And, yeah. Right, hey, you know what? That just says to me how important this is. Amen. You just said that, Pastor Catherine. This is important. Minister Rachel, looks like you pressed your number one key again. Minister Rachel?
I just wanted to pray. I was praying hard because that was nothing but a distraction. The enemy just wanted a little attention, and the devil is a lie, and Jesus is Lord. But we got to just, that's what the Lord let us know. We got to bombard heaven at times, at all times. They coming, in there, but they're trying, but they can't hinder what God is getting ready to. And I believe God heard every prayer that was prayed. It wasn't in vain when you started to pray and everything like that. I was praying too. It's just that my phone was on mute, and I just had to text you real quick. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I begin to go in my heavenly language, and I'm going to do it right now. May God heal the trauma of the innocent ones that was online and the sound of the hearing of this may be encouraged and still encouraged in the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that one could chase a thousand, but two could put 10,000 to flight. And as we are praying, he is dispatching his holy angels, ministering his warned angels, and all around about those who will be listening to this broadcast. They will still be encouraged in the name of Jesus, and they will show themselves. Even Gabriel praying, Jesus is Lord. Yes, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Like you said, to the glory of God the Father, Jesus is truly Lord. He comes of our sake. Flesh will not glory in his sight. God is God, and he loves all of us. But the enemy do not have no permission. He do not have no space, and neither will we give it to him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And God said, you be of good courage. He said, you be of good courage. What you're doing is blessed and it's not in vain. Hallelujah.
Thank
the
you,
seed
Lord.
Was sown. The
Thank
good
you,
seed of Christ Jesus was sown. And it's going to keep on staying sown in the name of Jesus. I love you.
In the name of Jesus. Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. And thank you, Gabrielle, for praying. Hallelujah. Amen. He was serious.
Yes, he was praying while he was praying that Jesus loves me, but.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, we just bind up in the spirit that's trying to come through the airways. We thank you, Lord God, because it will not affect any, it will not affect apostles, it will not affect anybody, anyone that have a listening ear on tonight, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we thank you. We know that you are stronger than any spirit that tried to come in. And so we say, no weapon try to form against us shall prosper, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We thank you once
thank
again
you,
that
Lord.
You have covered us with the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And even anybody who listens to the recording in the future, the blood of Jesus is over them right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And as it was said before, no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, the babies have been prayed for tonight. The parents have been prayed for. We've been prayed for. Hallelujah. Knowing that this is something that God wants to go forth. And the enemy is trying to bring distraction. But it cannot work. Now, there is a phone number that keeps popping up now. It popped up on the Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and now it's trying to pop up again, and I think this is that the same people who are doing that. So we plead the blood of Jesus over that. We thank you, Lord God, that they will not even remember any part of this. Thank you, Lord God, for confounding even their minds, their intentions, their motives that would try to bring them here. The blood of Jesus is over it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for confirming to us that this is important. Hallelujah. Amen. For those of you who are listening tonight, we always want to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. This is a love thing. Hallelujah. The Lord loves us so much that he wants us to have eternal life and not to have eternal damnation. He wants us to live forever with him. Hallelujah. and he wants to love on us forever. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. And then confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Making a choice to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so we're going to pray a prayer, the prayer of salvation. You pray this prayer, even though it's a simple prayer. As you pray this prayer, you will receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And you shall be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, of all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, if you prayed that prayer with all your heart, you are saved. You are born again, and heaven is your home. Hallelujah. You've just been snatched out of the enemy's hand. You've just been snatched out of hell because the Lord loves you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we pray over you right now. That the Lord will fill you right now to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right. Power to do right. Hallelujah. Power to even read the word of God and to understand it. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Everybody who's listening right now, the Holy Spirit is upon you right now in the mighty and matchless. Hallelujah. We're opening the lines right now for those that we know who will pray in tongues. In the name of Jesus, let's begin to pray in tongues. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, Lord.
And Gabriel's laughing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we bless your name, Lord Father God.
Thank you,
we bless
Jesus.
Your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are the Holy
Thank
One.
You
are the glorious
thank
God.
God.
You
Hallelujah.
Are the true and living one. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all
Hallelujah.
That you've done tonight and the way that you've done it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your blood is right now going over, hallelujah, the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis, hallelujah, of all of this that's going on right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious one. We bless your holy name, Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Thank you for having your way tonight, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you. We thank you, Father
thank
God,
you,
for those
thank
who receive you,
you
as their
you,
Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We bless your name,
you,
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your salvation, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the Lord God, our Savior. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for turning things around, Lord God, in the
yes,
name of
Lord,
Jesus.
In my name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. And Hallelujah. All of those who try to bring distraction, Lord God, we claim them
yes.
as an inheritance for your kingdom and for your righteousness. If they will have
yes.
no rest, they will have no peace, they will have no sleep. Until they come to you as their Lord and their Savior. We thank you for that, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the salvation in Jesus' name. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah.
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 Thank
you, Lord.
Father God.
We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And for our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, hallelujah, for what you're doing in it, Lord God, what you're doing through it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. We thank you. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night, we'll say what's going on tomorrow night. We have our Get 'Em Radio tomorrow night. Hallelujah. And we invite you to come. Hallelujah. The Lord is God. Amen. We're going to have Pastor Nelson, who's going to bring the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're looking forward to what God is going to say and do through him on tomorrow night. Amen. So God bless you all. Love you all. Amen. Thanks for joining together in prayer and believing God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Lord. And we'll be back next month. Hallelujah. The fourth Thursday, the fourth Wednesday. And that'll be the 23rd of August. Hallelujah. And so we will see you then. Collect those good testimonies, those good stories about the anointed pandemic babies, and meet us here, hallelujah, so that we can talk about them in a good way, hallelujah, and we can pray for them. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so, Father God, thank you for your presence tonight. Thank you for doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. Hallelujah. Some things happened tonight that only you could take care of. Amen. And we give you praise and glory for it. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your covering, your blood covering, the canopy of your glory upon each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, And we're going to end with this song, Yes, Jesus Loves Me, by this young man named Marcus that I met about 6 years ago. Amen. And we recorded him. It's just a few seconds long, but it's powerful. Yes, Jesus loves me.
I know, for the Bible tells me so. Live to one to him belong. They are weak, but he's strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the evening and continue to keep us in prayer. And we'll do the same.